This is Behind the Game, Episode 2, February 14th, 1990. Chicago Bulls at Orlando Magic. Michael Jordan is forced to wear jersey number 12. For 430 consecutive games, Michael Jordan wore his increasingly famous number 23 jersey. That streak ended when Chicago visited Orlando, closing out the Bulls' six-game road trip, the team's second-longest jaunt of the 1990 NBA season. February had been a tough month for the Bulls. Heading into All-Star weekend, Chicago dropped four straight games by an average of more than 20 points a contest. The All-Star game now in the rearview mirror, the Bulls readied themselves for matchups against Floridian expansion teams, Miami and Orlando. Predictably, the Bulls would beat the Heat and headed north. Now to the date in question, February 14, 1990. A sellout crowd of 15,077 were in possession of the hottest ticket in town, though fans weren't allowed to enter Orlando Arena until an hour before the 7:30 p.m. tip-off. An unfolding drama had already commenced inside the building. It's customary for the home team's equipment manager to collect and wash the visitors' uniforms before placing them in the locker room. At approximately 5:30 p.m., Michael Jordan's uniform was placed in front of his locker by an attendant. 15 minutes later, as players started to arrive, MJ's famous number 23 jersey and, according to numerous articles sourced, a backup jersey, had disappeared. Magic Kingdom indeed. Arena employees and Magic personnel were searched, to no avail, in hopes of finding the missing jerseys. With less than an hour to tip off, Jordan resorted to scanning the crowd, approaching a 12-year-old boy wearing a replica of his number 23 jersey. Regrettably, it was too small. According to a clipping from the Times Herald, Jordan did not come out onto the floor until 5 minutes before tip-off.
And one guard, 6'6", for North Carolina, number 12, Michael Jordan. Please note that for the Bulls, Michael Jordan is wearing number 12 tonight.
Senior NBA photographer Andrew Bernstein, an upcoming guest on my podcast, was in Orlando working the game. Here's an audio clip from our recent conversation recalling his memories of this peculiar night in NBA history.
I was at that game, yes. You know, in those days, I traveled a lot. Wherever Jordan went, I tried to go. He was just, you know, so magnetizing and wonderful to shoot. The NBA was great, and they let me just kind of follow him around. So I ended up in Orlando. I remember it being a normal game. They came out for warm-ups, and they were wearing their warm-up jackets. And then the game starts, and I look over, and I don't see Jordan. I mean, I saw him in the warm-up line, but I didn't see him then. And I'm thinking, well, who is this guy? They must have just signed this guy because he has no name on the back, you know? And I just saw the back. And then I looked and saw the familiar bald head. I'm like, hold on a second. What the hell's going on here? I had no idea what was going on. And, you know, nobody told us down in the photographer row or anything what was happening. And then I think it was like the first time out or whatever, I asked the TV guy next to me, what's happening? What's going on here? And so they asked, somebody stole his jersey. And teams, I think, are required to carry an extra jersey or two with no name on the back, and, you know, just for if something like that does happen, or if they, you know, get a traded player and they're on the road or whatever. It's just a quirky moment in NBA history that I was just lucky enough to be there for. Here's the deal. In those days, I was making royalties off of my photos.
Okay.
So picture would sell and, you know, I would get whatever percentage royalty from whoever bought it through the NBA. So when I realized it was Jordan and he was wearing this ridiculous number 12, really my first inclination was, oh, damn, I'm going to make no money off of this game because who's going to buy a picture of him? He's not wearing 23. So, you know, who's going to buy it? Seriously. I don't think any picture of him sold from that game.
Oh, wow.
Even though he did have that monster game. And now, of course, historically and you know, nostalgia-wise, it's become, you know, a great moment. But to me, it was like, oh, that's great, you know. Thank you to whoever stole the jersey because he just, like, took money out of my pocket.
Jordan's individual performance in the Bulls' 135-129 overtime loss was outstanding. If you delight in numerical coincidences like I do, you'll appreciate this. Jordan scored 49 points in his 49th game of the season. Further, curious how many times MJ scored 49 points in a single game? You may have guessed, 12. Here's a great anecdote from Larry Guest's The Sports Column that appeared in February 15's The Orlando Sentinel. One man's theft is another man's decoration. After Michael Jordan's uniform disappeared Wednesday, Bulls announcer Johnny Kerr arranged for an historic photo of Jordan wearing the spare number 12 on display at Kerr's Chicago eatery. Quote, "Now, when Michael is through," quipped Kerr, "they'll have to retire two jerseys," end quote. Check the show notes of this episode to see Andy's photo of Jordan wearing the unfamiliar uniform. The final say belongs to Michael Jordan. Here's audio from a promotional interview he did for the NBA 2K video game franchise.
The number 12 jersey happened in Orlando. I was going out for my normal pregame activity, and then when I get to my locker to put on my uniform has been stolen. So everyone was trying to go into the stands to try to find my jersey, replica jersey that everybody was wearing coming to the games. None of them fit, obviously. So I ended up wearing number 12 for that one particular game. I actually played pretty good that game, if I remember correctly.